Lord, thank you for your cleansing blood.
Amen.
Thank you. Thank you for the new and living way.
We can
come to you afresh this morning.
And
also thank you for the anointing spirit. Flow down from the head to every member of the body. We open ourselves to you for this time. In your own precious name we pray. We have been in Romans chapter 7 and 8 over a month. And these two chapters, not only positionally are in the middle of this book,
这两章不仅是在整卷罗马书里面, 是站在中间的位置。
16 chapters in the book of Romans, so 7 and 8 is right in the middle.
总共16章, 大约7章8章在中间。
And it is so, not only positionally it is in the middle, but also so far as the burden is concerned, it is really right in the core.
所以不仅是在位置上是在中间, 在负担上, 它也是这个核心。
So before we move on to the following section, starting from chapter 9,
我们进到下一段的, 从9章开始的下一段以前,
actually, today both Brother Benjamin and I will share with you.
今天, 陈泽全弟兄和我都会和你们有些分享。
Not only because we haven't been shared for a while,
不仅我们有一段时间没有和弟兄姊妹们分享,
but also we consider this such an important section to bring out the core burden of the book of Romans.
更是因为这两章能把罗马书
And I thought that the title of this week's morning watch is really quite fitting.
这一周的晨更经节非常合适。
You know, the title of this week is The Flesh and the Spirit.
这一周是肉体与纳灵。
Which means that the core burden of the book of Romans is really a contrast.
所以在罗马书里面, 整个的负担就是一个对比。
And even though we spend not that much time in 7, and we spend much time in chapter 8,
尽管我们没有在, 7章花很多的时间, 我们却在8章花了许多的时间。
That's because it is a strong contrast.
这是因为一个非常鲜明的对比。
And, well, let me go through this way. Well, we both will share and it will be translated simultaneously.
我们两个的分享都会同步翻译。
And will be recorded.
也会记录下来。
And because of that, the timing will manage our time.
我们会把我们的时间控制好。
And since these Flushing Saints are here, so we will not have the language meetings. We will all have the fellowship after the meeting together.
今天法拉盛的弟兄姊妹都过来，今天我们就没有语言的分会场的聚会。
So you see, our time management would be easier.
所以今天稍微时间上稍微容易一点。
Now let me mention this to you. Several months ago, when we started the book of Romans,
几个月以前我们开始读罗马书,
we mentioned to you that we had the prayer. The burden that we hope this time the Lord will also enlarge us like he did to us last time when we were in the book of Romans 13 years ago.
我们这次的祷告是盼望我们这次进入罗马书会比13年前进入有一个更扩大的往前。
And the 13 years ago was right after 9/11 when we were in the book of Romans.
13年以前是在911以后。
I mentioned this, and we mentioned this, that at that time we had the burden for Manhattan.
那时候我们的负担是曼哈顿。
As it turned out, surprised us in the last 11, 12 years after we got the Manhattan Hall, the Lord really enlarged us in scope because it sort of reached all the boroughs, or most of the boroughs in the city.
从那以后呢, 曼哈顿的购置, 11、12年前以上, 也把我们再扩大了，在范围上也扩大。那现在我们在大约在每一个区都有了聚会。
Not only in Manhattan, but especially in Queens and in Brooklyn.
不仅是在曼哈顿，更是在 Queens，特别是在这个还有 Brooklyn。 布鲁克林
And so we felt the Lord really enlarged us during the last time when we were in the book of Romans.
我们觉得是从上一次开始, 主一直在扩大我们。
So we sort of have the same kind of expectation. This time the Lord will also enlarge us.
我们盼望这一次主还会继续地扩大我们。
But I must say, up until now, well, I believe the Lord has answered our prayers.
我相信主已经听了我们的祷告。
Particularly, I feel this time the Lord is not only enlarging us in scope, but also the Lord is uplifting us in sphere.
这一次主不仅在范围上扩大我们，也在所有的氛围上、空间上，在往前的路上都在扩大我们。
Now, I want to tell you this because, please notice, I did not use the word realm, but I used the word sphere.
注意，这一次我没有用范畴，我却用了一个。
你没有用警戒，没有警戒，好，就用一个警戒啊，一个境界。 Yeah, and actually, this is not accidental. I realize this is very, very important.
这个不是这个突然发生的。 乃是一个非常重要的一步。
Because as I mentioned earlier, the core burden of the book of Romans is really a strong contrast.
我提到了罗马书这个核心的负担是一个鲜明的对比。
Therefore, it is very easy to use the word realm in two different realms.
所以这一次非常容易用范畴这一个词，你可以。 用在任何一面。
But since we spend more time and we didn't go through this book that fast, so we're able to go through this book more carefully.
因为这一次我们进入的不是那么快，所以呢，我们非常仔细的来进入罗马书。
And I must tell you now, I can say this after several months, I think the Lord uplifted our view from realm to the word domain.
所以我们现在呢，我们这几个月下来，我们发现主把我们从范畴里面，已经把我们非常拔高到这个辖区里面。Now,
this I must tell you, as we have mentioned, but this morning I want to repeat this point again.
今天早上我要重复这一个点。Because
as the Spirit inspired Paul to write the book of Romans, he never used the word realm.
圣灵，当然圣灵在保罗里面运行，让他写出罗马书来的时候，他从来没有用过这个词范畴。
And you know, as I mentioned, because this contrast between the flesh and the spirit is a very clear contrast.
因为在这个罗马书里面看到肉体和纳灵是非常清楚。 非常鲜明的一对对比，
and they are distinctly different, very different spheres.
他们两个是完完全全在不同的空间和这个范围里面。
And we are so used to use the word realm.
我们太习惯用这个范畴这个词。
But Paul never used this word.
但保罗从来没用过这个词。
And then you will say, well, did he use the word domain?
但是你也可以问他有没有用辖区这个词呢？
And it's very interesting, as I mentioned to you, that, okay, let me put it this way. I believe this time the Lord wants to uplift our view from the realm to the domain.
我相信这次主是要把我们从范畴拔高到这个辖区这个范围里面。
You will say, well, why do you say this, James? What's the ground for you to say this?
你会说，朱弟兄，你为什么讲这样？你讲这话的立场是什么？
Well, because I believe this time the Lord wants to bring us back, as He's uplifting our view, He wants to bring us back to the beginning.
我相信他借着这次更新我们的意象啊，看见把我们要带回到起初。
And that is to bring us back to Genesis 1:26.
又要把我们带回到创世纪1章26节。
Actually, this time I must tell you, I was very much deeply impressed that Romans, or the core burden of Romans, is altogether in line with Genesis 1:26.
这一次我非常深刻的印象，就是罗马书和这个创世纪1章26节是完全相符合的。
I was trying to tell you this 5 weeks ago when I spoke last.
大约5周以前，我在和弟兄姊妹分享的时候提到这一点。
And that was also when the saints from Flushing were here.
那也是在法拉盛的弟兄姊妹们过来一同聚会的时候。
So I mentioned to you that actually, this Paul did not use the word realm.
我提到保罗没有用范畴这个词。
But I start to use this word domain.
我却是开始用辖区这个词。
And because this word domain is from Genesis 1:26.
因为这个辖区这个词是从创世纪一章二十六节来的。
When Genesis 1:26, God said, "Let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over."
在创世记一章十六节，神说，让我们按照我们的形象，照着我们的样式造人，让他们有权柄，能够在这个辖区里面来管理。
You see, have dominion over is a positional matter.
借着 在这个辖区里面能够超越甚至能够管理是说明它是一个超越是有权柄的 Amen.
It's a much stronger word than realm
是比这个范畴要非常 强的很多的一个词
It speaks of authority
它说到权柄
It speaks of its control
管理
It speaks of its jurisdiction.
也讲到他掌权的范围。
So when God created man, God gave man that position.
当神创造人的时候，他给了人这个位置。
You might say it's a position of authority.
你也许说是有权柄的地位。所以能够管理所有的这个事情这个情形。
And I mentioned to you that actually this word or its verb form, the verb form of this noun was used.In Romans,
所以这个词或者说这个词的动词状态是用在罗马书的。
Now, if you can show Romans chapter 6 verse 9 and 17,
我们来到罗马书六章九节和十七节。
Okay, I just want to point this out quickly that in these three verses, it all use the expression "lords it over."
在这几处经节里面都讲到。他做主管辖。
In chapter 6 verse 9, chapter 6 verse 17, and chapter 7, he uses these three times, lords it over.
在六章九节、十七节和七章一节都讲到做主管辖。
Now, please notice this is 6 and 7.
这是在六章和七章。
This is before 8.
这是在八章以前。
And in other words,Paul, when he was writing, the Spirit inspired him to use the verb form of the position that God has created man with.
当圣灵激动保罗写下这些圣经节的时候呢，他就是有这个让这个辖区和这个有权管理这个思想种在他里面。
Now, I think this is really, to me, this is really important to get into the burden in the book of Romans.
我觉得这是让我们进到罗马书这个负担非常重要的。
It is not so direct.
虽然不是那么直接。
But it is direct enough.
但是已经足够直接了。
Because we are familiar with Genesis 1:26.
因为我们对创世纪一章十六节是非常熟悉。
I really think Genesis 1:26 is the most important preparation for us to get into the book of Romans.
我觉得一章十六节，创世纪一章十六节是进入罗马书非常关键的预备的经节。
Okay, now,But actually, I did not share my complete burden, so this morning I'm going to complete my burden.
上一次我没有把我的负担完全讲完，今天早上我把我的负担完全讲出来。
I actually shared with the saints, when I get into Romans 6, 7, 8, I realized that we need to first pay attention to where, not when.
我分享六七八章的时候，告诉圣徒们，这里面的负担不是什么时候，乃是什么地方。
But maybe you thought that I shouldn't. What my point is that don't pay any attention to time.
我并没有说你不要注意什么时间。
So this morning I'm going to actually tell you. You also have to pay attention to time.
今天早上我要告诉你，你实际上还是需要注意时间的。
But you first have to pay attention to where.
你首先需要。有负担要看见是在什么地位上。
Okay, now, this, how should I explain? So in other words, we must pay attention in this way.
我们要这样来看。
Sometimes you have to pay attention to what it is said, and what is not said, and sometimes you have to pay attention what it is said.
许多时候我们需要注意没有说出来的话，其他时间我们需要注意说出来的话。
I already told you that, The word realm was not used.
我已经告诉你们， 范畴这个词在罗马书里没有用。
To me, because it is not strong enough.
对我来说呢，是因为它不够强。
And then, what was used indirectly was the verb form of domain.
罗马书里用的却是动词状态的这个辖区这个词。
This is because where is important.
因为在哪里非常重要。
Because this is related to God's purpose in creating man.
因为这和神创造人的目的直接有关系。
Because God created man with such a position.
因为神把人创造的那个地位。
With such authority.
有那样的权柄。
Okay, now, this morning, actually, I want to explain a number of things which we've said in the past.
我今天早上要解释过去说的几个点。
Because I think this really is brought out by the core burden of the book of Romans.
因为这样就把罗马书里面那个核心的负担能够带出来。
You know, we've said so much that about God created man with his purpose.
我们讲到神创造人是照着他的目的创造的。
And to express him and to represent him.
能够彰显他，能够代表他。
And of course, God created man with spirit, soul, and body.
当然，人是三部分啊，体、魂、灵。
And we've also mentioned this in the past. The fall of man did not deter God. From his purpose of creating man.
当然，我们也提到过，人的堕落并没有拦阻神要成就他心意的路。
We know that God created man with this purpose to express him and to represent him.
我们知道他神创造人是要彰显他，代表他。
But before man was able to do that, Satan came in and seduced man to rebel and to fall.
当然，人在能完成神旨意以前，撒旦进来诱惑人，把人。
But let me describe to you what I mean by the fall of man did not deter God from his purpose.
我要解释一下为什么堕落的人没有能够让神呢退却，不能成就他的旨意。
You see, in the fall of man,
在人堕落的时候
，of course man fell under the control or domination of Satan.
当然，人的堕落是在这个撒旦的掌控和这个引导。管理下堕落的。
What happened is that man fell into the domination. Now, please listen to this carefully. I will use this word domain. Man fell into the domain of the flesh, which is under Satan's control.
因为人堕落是进到了撒旦的辖区，就是这个肉体是受撒旦控制的这个辖区里面。
In the domain.Of the flesh,
进到了肉体的辖区里面
and the domain of the flesh controlled the soul and the body of the fallen man.
这个肉体的辖区就控制了人的魂和人的体
Because God's creation of man, God actually preserved the human spirit in the fall of man from the domination of the flesh.
神创造人就在这个时候保守了人的灵不受这个肉体这个辖区的管制。
Did you see this?
你看到这个没有啊?
It's all together a matter of the domain.
这都是和这个辖区有关系的。
In the fall of man, the soul and the body is under the domination of the domain of the flesh.
体这个魂和体落到了这个肉体的辖区里面。在人堕落的时候。
But the spirit is preserved.
灵却被神保守了
and the spirit is preserved from this domination.
这个灵被保守，不受这个辖区的管制。
In the fall of man, the function of the human spirit was rendered to be inactive and in the state of hibernation.
当然，人的灵在人堕落以后是留在一个不活跃，像一个冬眠的状态。
You must see what a marvelous preservation that is.
你要看到这神一个何等奇妙的保守。
So therefore, in the fullness of time, well, after the fall of man, God promised the seed of the woman.
当然，人堕落以后，神应许女人的后裔。
And then in the fullness of time, the Lord Jesus came.
当然，在时期满足的时候，主耶稣来了。
Born of a woman, born under law.
从一个童女所生。生在律法以下
And then the Lord Jesus, of course, lived a perfect human life. And he went to the cross and accomplished redemption.
当然，主耶稣活了一个完全的一个完美的人生，最后上到十字架完成了他的救赎。
And in his redemption, he solved the problem of the sinful deeds.
当然，他在十字架上把我们的罪行 解决了。
But in releasing his life that he brought, those who believe in him can enter into the sphere or into the domain of the spirit and life.
重要的是，他在那把生命释放出来，把我们引到这个生命的辖区里面。
Thus usher the human spirit into the domain of the spirit and of life.
把人的灵带到了他生命的辖区和他的灵的范围里面。
You see, dear brothers and sisters, this is the gospel of God.
这是神的福音。
This is also the righteousness of God.
这也是神的义。
Meaning God's purpose was eternal and unchanging.
我们知道神的，这也说出来，神的目的是永远的，是不更改的。
You see, dear brothers and sisters, it is so important for us to see our position.
所以弟兄姊妹们，是何等的重要，需要看到我们的位置。
It is to see our position in God's creation.
看到我们在神创造里的位置。
But also to see our position in the full salvation God has prepared for us.
我们更要看到我们在神完备的救恩里面所给我们预备的地位。
So therefore, you see, we must be clear about what is our position.
我们需要非常清楚我们所站的位置。
Our position, let me put it in this way, our position is objective.
我们的位置当然是客观的。
And our position is positional.
当然是这个
of course, positional.
地位上的。
And our position is accomplished.
我们的这个我们的地位是已经完成的。
Yeah, but you see, the part that I did not tell you about the last time is what I want to.Complete it, to add it today.
上次我没有讲完的，这次我要加上来。
I mentioned that Paul did not use the word realm, but he used the word dominate or lords it over.
当然他保罗在罗马书没有用到范畴，却用了这个做主管辖这个词。
But now I want to tell you in this core burden of Romans, Paul brought out this matter of the law.L-A-W.
这次我要告诉弟兄姊妹，保罗在这个罗马书里面，他把这个一个很关键的一个词，就是这个律法或这个律带进来了。
You see, I want to give you a definition of what the law is.
我要给你们这个律或者是律法这一面的这个定义。
A law is a spontaneous, present, instantaneous.Operation in the realm.
律就是在一个范畴里面，同时的不犹豫的，在那地方是一定会发生的这样一件事情。
You know, it is absolutely important for us first to see what is the right domain.
当然我们首先要看到什么是正确的辖区。
I mean, we all know that there are lots of physical evidence. We live here, we are under this law of gravitation.
当然我们在这地方生活，我们知道有地心引力的律。
That's because we live in this domain.
因为我们是活在这一个地心引力的辖区里面。
I mean, equally true, or more real, more practical, more spontaneous is in this domain of the spirit of life.
当然，这个
spirit and life.
同样的，是更真切的、更确实的等等，是我们是活在这个生命之灵的律的这个辖区里面。
If you're in the domain of the flesh.You don't have to do anything. You are just spontaneously, you are controlled and governed by the action, the operation of the law in this domain.
当然你在肉体的辖区里面，你不需要做任何事情，你已经在他所有的一切的因素掌控之下。
But if you're in the domain of the spirit and the domain of the spirit and of life,
你如果是在生命之灵的律的范围里面，辖区里面。
Then you don't have to make any effort spontaneously, automatically, instantaneously. The operation will take place.
同样的，在这个生命之灵的律的辖区里面，是及时的真切的同时发生的。你也不需要做任何的努力。你只要留在这个辖区里面。
You see, dear brothers and sisters, that is why I'm burdened to share with you how important it is to be in the right realm.
这我想告诉你们是， 站在一个合适的范畴里面是何等的重要。
Once you are in the right realm, you don't have to worry about anything.
你只要在正确的范畴里面，你不需要担心任何的事情。
And I cannot describe to you my feeling about this spontaneous, present, instantaneous operation because it operates anytime.
这几个词很不好翻啊，但是呢，但是你只要在那儿，它是同时，你不需要做任何事情，是同时发生的。
You see, the point is that, you know, people try to understand Romans chapter 7.
我们大家都记得罗马七章。
When did it happen?
什么时候开始的？什么时候发生的？
Before he was saved, after he was saved.
是保罗得救前还是得救后？
It's possible after saved.
还是可能是得救后呢？
I mean, you know, or how often does it happen?
这个多经常发生呢？
Actually, I was thinking, do you have the impression that if it happens, if it can happen to a Christian, how often does it happen?
你如果说的它能够发生在一个基督徒身上，它发生的频率有多高呢？
If you like Brother Yue, who is going to be 100 in a couple of months, so maybe it only happened to him once in a decade, or maybe not. No, I don't know.
岳弟兄，下个月就100岁了，下个月100岁了，到底是10年发生一次呢，还是经常发生呢？我不知道。
You see, this is a problem because we live in time.
这是一个大的问题，因为我们是在时间的范围里面。
We are so conscious of time.
我们对时间很敏感。
Especially when you get to my age, you know, you don't have too much time. You're worried about how often it will happen, right?
尤其是到了我这个年龄，没有多少时间剩下来了，你经常就会担心呢，到底发生多快呢？频率多高呢？
You don't know what a release, what a liberation that is if you say as long as I'm in the right realm happens all the time.
你不知道啊，这个是何等大的释放。当我们说我们在只要在那个范畴里面，你真的该发生它就自动就发生了，不需要担心。
You don't know what Paul's, you know, said, I'm free.That sense of liberation, what a release!
当保罗说我得了释放，你不知道那个是一个何等的释放，何等的自由的一种感觉。
You know, dear brothers and sisters, this is the core burden.
弟兄姊妹们，这是罗马书核心的负担。
We need to be in the right realm.
我们需要在正确的范畴里面。
We need to be in the right domain.
需要在正确的辖区里面。
You see, my vocabulary is not quite right yet. So you see, once you are in the, you see the domain, then you don't worry about the time.
你只要在那个正确的辖区里面，你不需要担心时间。
It really happens all the time.
它一直在发生。
You know, this time I felt so wonderful that to see a little bit of this because in the book of Romans talks about the positional and the dispositional.
在这个罗马书里面讲到这个地位上和性情上的这些方面。
Yes, of course there are these two aspects.
当然有这两方面。
But you know.But positionally, we all have.
在地位上，我们都已经达到了。
And if we are clear about that,
如果我们对这件事情清楚的话
，if we pay attention to be in the right realm,
如果我们注意留在这个正确的范畴里面
，then the rest of the Christian life follows.
这我们所有其他的基督徒的生活就会跟着这个一直往前。
And what a wonderful release that is!
那是何等的释放
！That is so. So I feel well.It's good that for us to have such a review this week.
所以这一周啊，我们是有这样的复习啊，是何等的好。
The review of the flesh and the spirit.
来，看呢、啊，肉体和那灵。
And again, let me say, Paul did not use the word realm.
保罗没有用范畴这个词。
Paul implied the word of domain.
但他却隐含了。这个辖区这个意思
，but he used the word law
啊，他却用了这个律这个词
，spontaneous
啊是啊同时的
，present
啊现在的
，instantaneous
啊就是立刻的
，and applies in every situation
在每一件人事物的情形里面都可以应用。
Now I appreciate it, you know when Brother Nee first shared this matter on the Book of Romans, those messages were translated to normal Christian life.
当然我非常珍赏倪弟兄当初讲罗马书那本书啊，现在就是正常的基督徒生活。
You know, I must tell you, after all these years, now I come to appreciate that is the normal Christian life.
经过这么多年，我开始更珍赏那才是真正的 正常的基督徒生活。
Now, this to me, dear brothers and sisters, is the Lord's answer to our prayers.
弟兄姊妹们，亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，我觉得这是主在答应我们的祷告。
Uplifting our view from the realm to the domain.
把我们的看见从范畴带到辖区。
So that we can live a normal Christian life every moment, in all situations, and in all circumstances.
所以让我们能够时时刻刻在所有的情形里面，在所有的人事物的范围这个情形里面，能够活一个正常的基督徒生活。
I think I share this much and leave the rest of the time for Brother Benjamin.
我就教他那么多，把时间留给陈弟兄。
其实刚刚朱弟兄讲的这些负担，我跟朱弟兄已经讨论交通了很久了。
The burden Brother James just shared.We had a fellowship for quite a while.
我可以告诉你，当我们交通的时候，朱弟兄的负担是非常非常的重。
When we during our fellowship, I know Brother James' burden is very, very heavy.
所以我指望，我本来以为他一讲一定会讲一个钟点还不够。
I was guessing when he speaks, he may speak an hour or more.
今天我实在觉得很亏欠他，为了要给我时间，他缩短了他的这个负担的这个信息，大概最少缩短了这个一半以上。
I'm apologetic for his providing sharing his time with me.
那么我只简单的说一下，那个就是刚刚朱弟兄真正的那个主要的负担。他已经一再讲了，我希望你们都非常的注意他所讲的那些话。
Brother James repeated his burdens, core burdens, many times. I hope you do remember what he had shared.
我们感谢赞美主，因着慈事的给我们的带来的启示，我们今天在座的弟兄姊妹多半都知道，今天我们有这位活的基督活在我们里面，那这个基督也是在我们灵的里面。所以我们真正正常基督徒的生活就是应该在一个灵里面的生活。
Praise the Lord, through the revelation revealed to us through this ministry, we all know our Lord is living within us, and our daily living should live in the domain of the Spirit.
这个是你的负担，对不对？
This is your burden, isn't it?
那么 OK, 本来呢我并没有准备要讲，为什么缘故呢？
I did not prepare to speak today.
这个我觉得有因为我今天下午马上要赶飞机到加州去，我有理由可以不讲，不来这。
I had a flight to California. I was preparing not to speak.
但是因为我知道朱弟兄的负担，那我也觉得说主带领我在这个接着朱弟兄的负担呢，我也交通一点很重要的负担。
I know just following Brother James' burden, I'm going to share a little more, another aspect of the important burden.
那我要讲什么呢？就是我再说，朱弟兄一再强调，我们今天的生活是应该在这个律的里面，也就是在这个灵的生活里面。
We know Brother James emphasized our Christian life, Christian living should be in the domain of this law, in this realm.
那我现在要讲的是什么呢？如果我们不照着他刚刚讲的那个负担来过基督徒的生活，换句话说，我们不活在这个灵的里面，那会有个什么情形呢？
What I'm going to share is, if we do not live in the realm or in the spirit, what would happen?
那么就着刚刚朱弟兄讲的，那很明显了。如果今天我们不活在这个灵的这个警戒里面，不是警戒，对不起啊，这个辖区里面的话，那你会变成落到一个另外的一个什么辖区里面去？
What I want to speak is, what I want to share is, if you do not live in the spirit in that domain, what other domain or realm you will be in, or what kind of a life you're going to live?
那我想我不讲你们也应该知道，如果你不活在刚刚朱弟兄讲的那个辖区里面，你会在哪个辖区里面过你的生活啊？
It goes without speaking, if you're not living in the realm of the spirit, what kind of a realm or domain you're going to live in?
那很简单嘛，你自然而然你就落到那个肉体的 那个辖区里面去了嘛，
是不是？It is very simple. If you are not in the spirit, you will be fall in the domain of the flesh.
那么，但为什么这个负担很重呢？因为
Why the burden is so heavy?
因为一直到最近，最近很不是很久以前呢，有一位年长的这个圣徒，这个他还在那里对我讲，他说：“你知道我的肉体是很好的。”
好久以前还是不久以前？
不久以前。
Not too long ago, a senior saint talked to me said, "You know, sometimes my flesh is pretty good."
就是因为他这句话，我觉得我今天非要在这里再多讲一点。
Because of that speaking.I need to share a little more today.
我一点不怪他。
I don't blame that person at all.
因为我觉得有这样的感觉的人，大概不止他一个。
I know that she's not a singular. She's not the only one.
其实
quite a number may have the same.
其实包括我自己在内，以前不知不觉嘴上不讲，心里说啊，那个人的肉体真是糟糕，真是不应该。但是我的肉体还不错。
Including myself, some time ago, I even when I look at others, sometimes I would say their flesh is bad. Mine is not too bad.
我今天所要愿意花一点时间跟弟兄姊妹交通的，就是我们每一个人呐、啊，真的要求主怜悯啊，让我们看见真正我们进到这个肉体的这个辖区里面是多么可怕的事情。
I want to spend a little time to share with you, if you not in, if you fall in the realm of the flesh, how scary that could be.
那或者我们还是先读一下这个就是罗马书第八章啊。我们读一读这个从第六节一直读到第八节好不好，我们一同来读哈。这个罗马书呀。那么这个罗马书八章八节，我们就是这最后这一句，要不要用我们的灵再宣读一下啊？
Romans 8:8, let's read it again. And those who are in the flesh cannot please God.
所以要知道这个严重的事哈。
You don't know how serious it is.
我们一旦落到这个肉体的这个辖区里面，
Once we fell into the domain of the flesh,
不管你好还是不好，不管你自己觉得你好不好，你总归不能得到神的喜悦。
Doesn't matter how you feel, but you cannot please God.
那为了节省时间的缘故，我们再读一两节圣经。那么我就或者我直接来读那个，不，我先来读这个，到底这个肉体是什么？什么样的
？I want to tell you what is flesh.
我们可以读这个加拉太书第五章。你们有圣经最好翻出来。
Galatians 5.
第五章第十九节到第二十一节。
19 to 21.
这里的
which are such things as fornication, uncleanness, maliciousness, idolatry, sorcery, enmity, strife, jealousy, perversity, and
那你外表看好像只有这十五种这样不好的这种行为。
Hourly, there are only 15 items here. Not,
但是你详细的分析一下，一个这里讲到淫乱、污秽、邪荡，后面还有这个 醉酒荒宴，那这些都是跟我们物质的身体有关系的。
You will see the, here is talking about fornication, even bouts of drunkenness, and bursts of anger, and so on. They all related with our flesh.
那么这些事情都是我们这个肉体、这个身体会做这样的事情。
That's what our body can do.
那么后面呢，他又讲这个。有仇恨、尊敬、
amity,
记恨、
jealousy,
恼怒、
burst of angers.
那这些是什么？
What are these?
这些都是我们魂里的事情。
This is all things happen in our soul.
我们不仅在我们身体里面会做那么多属肉体的事情。
Not only we can do a lot of those evil deeds in our flesh.
那我们在我们的魂里面也会做这么多。坏的事情，肉体的事情。
We can do a lot of these fleshly things in our soul.
那么这里又讲到说，拜偶像，
says,
行邪术，
and sorcery.
这个还有这些关于这些事情，很明显，这是跟我们堕落的，像刚刚朱丁讲了，我们人因为背叛了，在我们今天的灵是一个死的灵。尤其是没有信主的人，他人神造人，每个人都没有个人的灵，但是呢，这个不信主的人，他们里面就没有这个灵的作功用。那么，可那不光是有的不信的人，可能有一点点那个灵的功用。就换句话说，他有的时候良心，你知道，良心是我们人的灵的一部分。他有的时候良心也是会有点作用。
You know, just Brother James mentioned that when the, you know, fallen man, the spirit was in a dormant state, and even though sometimes the conscience can still have a little function.
那但是呢，今天这个人家说世风日鼓啊，今是吧？世风日下，人心不古啊。其实不管古也好，现在也好，这个。这个良心麻木的人远比良心有点感觉的人要多，也承不承认。
We always say the good traditions are being destroyed and our culture is degrading and so on, but the conscience of the men are also degrading.
那所以今天我们看见很清楚一个事情，这个肉体这个范畴，不光是范畴，这个辖区啊，它是这么广大，包你整个的人在他这个辖区里面。
We know the domain of the flesh is so great that your whole being is in the domain of the flesh.
所以你这样看见，你今天你的肉身是受这个辖区的管制。
When you need to realize your whole being is in the domain of the flesh.
很可能就犯出这些罪来。
It is possible.That we commit all these kind of evil deeds and sins.
而且你的魂生命也是在这个辖区的里面。
Also, your soul life is also in this domain.
那么，不要说我们的魂生命，即便我们人的灵，也是常常也是在这个辖区的里面。
Not only our soul, sometimes even our spirit is in the domain.Of the flesh.
所以，如果我们今天不活在刚刚朱经讲的那个辖区里面，那么自然你就会落到肉体的这个辖区里面。
If we do not live in the domain of the spirit, we will be in the domain of the flesh.
那你落到这个辖区里面，那就是非常悲惨的事情。
If you fall into this domain of flesh, is very miserable.
那为了节省时间，我们就直接去读一读，这个罗马书第七章二十四节。
To save time, let's go to Romans 7:24. Wretched man that I am, who will deliver me from the body of this death?
他在这里哈，这个当然这个是保罗讲的话嘛，他这个在 OK， 在看啊，就是在罗马书哈，我们还是翻到罗马书的第七章哈，第七章有这么一节的圣经，那就是第24节。
我们刚读了。
呀，刚刚读了哈，那你能不能再读一遍呢
？Let's read it again.
呀，那他。
Wretched man that I am, who will deliver me from the body of this death?
那在这里啊，我们中文的翻译就是说，我是个困，我看苦我是一个苦恼的人。
In Chinese translation is, I'm a.
我是个苦恼的人，呀。
我是个苦恼的人。
那么这个以前我跟朱德廷只有讲。
Wretched man that I am.
不 But the Chinese 你还不要先讲 wretched man， OK， 再等一下哈。那以前我们说就是讲这个创世纪这个那个二十六节啊，大家你们都会背了嘛。那么但是，所以我不要你们背，我知道你们都会背。那个时候你还记不记得我跟朱立英都觉得说这个。中文的翻译啊，有点弱，还不能够把那个辖区的那个感觉讲出来。
I think you all recite Genesis 1:26. I'm not going to ask you to recite. Both of Brother James and I, we all felt that the Chinese translation is a little bit weaker than the English translation.
那么我今天呢，读到这一节圣经的时候，那个我的感觉是，这里就中文的这个翻译啊。我是个苦恼的人，我说这个啊，比创世纪那个更软。读了我不晓得你的感觉怎么样。我读这一节的时候，我觉得好像我是一个苦恼的人，好像平平凡凡，没有真的把保罗的那个感觉讲出来。
The Chinese translation in this verse, I felt, is even weaker than Genesis 1:26. Did not really.Fully express what a Paul's inner feeling.
那所以大部分的中文圣经的翻译都是说，我真是苦啊。
Most of the Chinese translation, it is I'm a, such a、I feel such a bitter or some suffering inside.
那他即便他们那些中文翻译是我真是苦啊，连这个我真是苦都没有表达出。那节圣经保罗所讲的那个感觉。
So all the Chinese translations cannot express what the English expression is.
那现在我就讲刚刚贵学兄讲的那个字，他在这里他是用什么字呢 ？Wretched man that I am.
The English uses the word wretched man.That I am.
那么我以前刚刚读是开始学英文的时候是初中，初中我先读到这个字 wretched man， 我那个时候还以为这是一个动词，动词的过去式。
In the past, when I was in middle school, begin to learn English, when I read the English Bible, I was learning the word wretched. I thought it's a past tense of a verb.
后来才知道这个字不是一个动词。
Later I know I learned that this is not a verb.
这个字啊，它是个形容词。
This, as a matter of fact, the wretched is an adjective.
所以我对这个字就慢慢有点有点兴趣。
So that's why I was interested in this word, learning more about this word.
所以我就想去查一查到底这个字是个什么意思。
So I checked what is the real meaning of this word.
你知道在英文的这个字典里面，我想大概《卫斯大字典》是最受人尊敬的一本，是吧？
In the dictionary, maybe Webster Dictionary is one of the most respected dictionary.
我就去翻翻那个《卫斯大字典》，那这个字是什么意思
？So I checked the Webster Dictionary about this word.
那我就发现呢，在这个《卫斯大字典》里面呢，讲到这个字啊，它一再重复这个很多悲惨啊，这个痛苦啊。这种字用了很多很多，几乎差不多这一类的字，它都包括进去了。
In that dictionary, words like misery, suffering, trouble, and so on, they almost inclusively included all these kind of words.
就看见这个写卫斯大字典的人对这个字的负担多重。
You can see how the author of the Webster Dictionary regarding this word, how heavy their burden was.
但是后来我发现呢，他不仅是一再重复用了这么多不同的字来描写这件事，他还觉得不够。
Even though they used a lot of words to describe, I found that it's still not enough.
那比方说他用有一个字叫做什么那个是distressed.
For example, he used a word distressed. Distressed.
那 distressed 的意思就是什么悲伤啊悲惨啊什么，但是卫斯大字典的写还觉得不够，他怎么说 deeply.Distressed.
Wretched means deeply distressed.
你就看见他这个说讲这个痛苦是讲到个什么程度。
You can see the suffering or trouble within. How deep was that trouble?
所以我相信，如果我们把这个字翻译作“我已经是这个苦的不能再苦了”，这个也不过分。
What Brother Benjamin trying to say is that is to the uttermost of the trouble or sufferings. There's nothing beyond.
And this is, 对不起，这个是保罗的感觉。
这是
保罗对于。
This is Paul's feeling.
当保罗看见他的肉体的时候，这是他的感觉。
When Paul realized that his flesh, that's how he.
本来我们知道保罗就着外面的人来讲，他有很多可夸的，很多可什么呀？是啊，他有很多可骄傲的地方讲嘛。
You know, when Paul, according to his worldly accomplishments and his flesh, he can boast a lot.
因为他是
a lot to boast.
Yeah, 因为他是少年得志啊。
He's accomplished even from his young.
他很年轻的时候就在犹太教里面有很高的地位啊。
He was in a high position even though he was young in age.
那他跟大祭司要讲什么话，大祭司还都听他的话。
If he wants to say anything to the high priest, even the high priest will listen to him.
不仅在宗教上，在个犹太教里，他的地位很高。那他的学识、他的这知识、学问也是很大。
Not only he has a high position in Judaism, he is also accomplished in his learnings.
所以他对自己的看法是非常高的。
So he has a high self-respect, esteem.
但是有一天，当主光照了他。
One day when the Lord shines on him,
让他看见他的肉体。
Let him see his flesh.
他就变成什么？他的感觉是什么
？What was his feeling?
就是 wretched man that I am.
他就说我是个苦恼的人。
不，我是一个。苦的不能再苦的人，
我是一个苦的不能再苦的人。
OK， 这个是保罗的感觉。
This is Paul's feeling.
这是不是我讲的？是保罗自己讲的。
This is not what I coined for Paul, but it is Paul's self-expression.
这是一个真正看见这个肉体的可怕的一个人的一个真正的一个反应。
This is the reflection or realization of a person who really realized.How evil, how dangerous the flesh is.
所以千万不要有一个想法，哦，这个别人的肉体当然是不好，不要活在肉体里。我的肉体呢还不错。
Don't think others' flesh is bad. My flesh is not. It's still okay.
或者说，哦，那些人的意见都是一塌糊涂，不知道讲什么。哎，我的意见是很好的意见。
All their opinions are not worthy anything, but my opinion is good.
这个通通都是在另外一个辖区里面。
This is all in a, all together is in a different realm.
通通都是在一个肉体的辖区里面。
It is in a domain. I'm sorry, in the domain of the flesh.
当我们在这个肉体的辖区里面。
When we are in the domain of the flesh.
你绝对不可能 得到神的喜欢。
And you absolutely cannot please God.
这个不是我讲的话，是主自己圣经里讲的话。
Now this is not what I said, it is from the Bible.
而且不仅是今天这样。
It's not only valid today.
即便上古的时候，神的感觉就是这样。
Even from the ancient times,God's feeling is the same.
那我就是为了节省时间，我读几节旧约的圣经给你听听。
I want to read a few verses from the Old Testament, Genesis.
就是读这个创世纪第六章，这个第十一节读到第十三节。
Genesis 6:11-13.
那我就念给你们听哈。
I read to you.
他这里说啊，他说啊，全地
这。And the earth was corrupt.
全地在神面前败坏，地上满了强暴。
神 was filled with violence.
神观看全地，见是败坏了，凡属肉体的人在地上的情景都败坏了。
Amen. It's over there. Can you read or?
他是说。他在这里讲得很清楚啊，他说这个凡属肉体的人在地上的行径都败坏了。
And God looked on the earth, and behold, it was corrupt. For all flesh had corrupted its way upon the earth.
因着这个原因，所以神他就用水来定罪，来这个。毁灭所有的这些肉体里的人。
Because of this, God condemned and used deluge to destroy all the fleshly people.
一直从上古时候，一直从这个创世纪第六章开始，神就已经非常这个绝对的、非常清楚的说，肉体他不喜欢，不仅他不喜欢，他要定罪，他要毁灭。
From the ancient time, God never pleased with the flesh. From Genesis 6, you can see God is not at all pleased with the flesh.
所以今天呢，我们如果是有一个不一定是讲出来的话，心里面慢慢或者暗暗有一个感觉，哎，我的肉体还不错，你是在极危险的一个辖区里面。
Even though we may not speak, but we may be pondering in our heart, say, the flesh, my flesh is not too bad. You are in a very on the verge of a very dangerous zone to fall into the domain of the flesh.
那么在这个第七章这个二十四节，他呀 ，OK。罗马对不对？是在罗马书第七章，就是我们刚刚读的那个第罗马书第七章第二十四节 ，Yeah。
Romans 7:24。
那里除了讲这个关于这个他除了这个讲到 wretched man that I am。
There are not only talk about the wretched man that I am。
他这里
这个极其苦恼的人。
那他说这个Who will deliver me from the body of this death?
谁能救我脱离这属那死的身体？
那这里
这死的身体，
这里又出来了一个这个死的身体。
There is a body of death.
那到底这个死的身体是什么呢
？What is the body of the death? Of the death.
我年轻的时候，曾经有一位年长的弟兄向我解释哦，这个。
Senior brother explained to me.
那这位年长的弟兄给我的解释给我一个非常深的印象。
His explanation gave me a deeper impression, left me a deeper impression.
那他是讲说什么呢？他这个死的身体啊，那个是根据那个罗马帝国那个时候的一种习惯。
Said the body of the death.Is according to a tradition in the Roman Empire.
我们知道罗马帝国是非常着重这个法律的。
We know Roman Empire, they emphasize much on the law.
那有一个，如果有一个人杀了人，他谋杀了人，那这个人一定是判死刑的。
If a person committed a murder of another, is for sure he will be sentenced to death.
但是呢, 他们要杀这个凶手的这个手段呢, 比今天要野蛮得多。
But the way they executed the criminal is more barbarian than today.
今天呢, 最多要么枪毙啊, 要么给他吃点毒药啊什么, 但是那个时候, 那个犯罪的人没有那么, 容易。
And those days, the execution is worse.
他说如果一个人谋杀了人,
If a person commit a murder of another,
比方说如果我暗杀了这位弟兄,
If he assassinated me,
那么政府一定要判我死罪,
the government will put a capital punishment to him.
那怎么死法呢?
How do you execute him?
那就是把我跟我杀掉的这个人的尸体啊, 一起绑在一起。
So they were bound that criminal to the body of the deceased.
Yeah, 这个就是那个死的身体。
This is the body of the death.
And 眼对眼, 鼻子对鼻子, 嘴巴对嘴巴。
Eye to eye, nose to nose, mouth to mouth.
可能前半天还可以, 过了一两天, 慢慢, 哦, 这个气味就出来了。
Maybe first couple of days is it's okay, but after that, all the smells.
Don't need too many days. 不需要太多的这个日子，你这个起码三天以后一定是臭味不得了，因为那个里面都是细菌。
Maybe after 3 days, it's probably going to be very smelly. I have no experience, all right?
那这个是他们那个时候的这种刑罚 来处死一个谋杀人的人。
This is how they executed the criminal. The murderer.
但是后来我发现那位年长弟兄对我讲的话还不完全，他只讲了一半。
Oh, later I realized what he told me is not complete, maybe only half. Halfway.
下面一半是什么呢？
What's the other half?
那他死了，我也死了。
I'm dead. He's dead.
那他的身体也是死的身体，我的身体也是死的身体。My
body is the body of the death. His body is also the body of the death.
那这个就是所有不在这个生命灵的这个界里面这个所有的可怕的结果是这样的结果。Now
this is the reality for anyone who is not in the realm of the law of the spirit of life, but fall in the domain of the flesh.
那么但是感谢主啊, 这个, 罗马书第八章没有停在这里。Praise
the Lord. Roman 8 did not end in this.
那,
7.
那这个就是像刚刚,
你是不是想说七章?
不是，我是说八章，我现在在讲。不是，就是你刚才是不是想讲说罗马书没有停止在七章？是，没有停止在七章。
Okay.
Yeah.
It's not ended in chapter 7.
And continue to chapter 8.
继续进到罗马八章。那罗马八章的这个内容，那是太丰富了。 The chapter 8 is so rich.
那就把我们所有这些人从这个可怕的 恶劣的、可恨的这个肉体的这个界限里面拯救出来，进到基督的这个境界里面。Save
us from all the words used in the Webster Dictionary of the wretched. In that domain, save us into the domain of the Spirit.
Okay, 我去，注定继续讲你的负担吧。
啊啊。